أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues enumerating the different manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. Allah speaks of the thunders and the lightning. Allah says in ayah number 12 of Surah Al-Ra'd that huwa alladhi, He is the one, Allah is the one, yuriikumul barq, who makes you see the lightning. Khawfa wa tama'a, Allah says in fear and in hope. When we see lightning or when we witness lightning, there are two feelings that generally are prevalent within us and within our hearts. The first is fear. Sometimes that lightning, it jolts us from within. It creates some fear within us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah lets you see the lightning, khawfan, sometimes to frighten you. And it creates some fear in you. Wa tama'a, and sometimes it creates hope in a person. When you see lightning, you know that the rain is about to come. So there's now some expectation of rain. So one creation of Allah can have different effects on different people. Sometimes at the same time, one person who is standing next to you can be overcome with fear. The other person is hopeful when they see the lightning. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who forms the heavy, heavy rain clouds. As-sahab. Sahab means rain clouds. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allows these rain clouds to form up, to rise up, and then develop into these huge carriers of water, and keeps them suspended up in the heavens. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ Allah speaks of الرَّعْد. The surah's name is Surah Al-Ra'd. Al-Ra'd refers to the thunder. And the chapter is named after thunder. Allah says, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ Allah says, the thunder, even the thunder, proclaims Allah's purity, makes the tasbih of Allah. Allah says, يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْد Thunder makes the tasbih of Allah, بِحَمْدِهِ And thunder sings the praises of Allah. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ Every shay, this is a shay. The carpet we are sitting on is shay. The walls of this masjid is shay. Everything that is a created entity is shay. Allah says, every shay makes the tasbih of Allah. يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ But Allah says, you do not understand their mode of tasbih, how they make tasbih, the manner in which they make tasbih. Allah says, you cannot comprehend it. So Allah says, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ Even the thunder makes the tasbih of Allah and sings His praises, makes hamd of Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَ And the malaika as well, they are also constantly engaged in the tasbih and the tahmeed, saying subhanallah, proclaiming Allah's purity, saying alhamdulillah, acknowledging Allah's favors and thanking Allah, praising Allah. Allah says, and even the malaika do so, min khifatih, out of the awe that they have for Allah. وَيُرْسِلُ السَّوَاعِقِ Allah speaks of thunderbolts. Sometimes we witness thunderbolts at the time of weather, inclement weather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who sends and who releases these thunderbolts. فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ And Allah strikes whomsoever He wishes with these thunderbolts. Sometimes there are buildings that are struck by thunderbolts. Sometimes there are people and individuals who are struck by these thunderbolts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah strikes with it whomsoever He wishes. وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ Allah says, and they are quarreling about Allah. They are quarreling about Allah. They still disputing and quarreling and fighting about Allah. Who is Allah? Who is the God? This is Allah. وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stern in His planning. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ To Allah alone belongs the call of truth. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and all the others that they supplicate to, all the other gods that they call to, all the other gods that they pray to, all those gods, la yastajibana lahum bishay, cannot respond to them in the least. Can never respond to them in any way. Illa kabasati kafay. Allah said it's like one who is stretching out his hands. They are making dua, and they are turning to these gods, and they are supplicating to these gods, and these false gods, and these idols, and whatever else you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their example is kabasati kafayhi ilal ma, is like one who is stretching out his hands to the water. لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ, and he wants that water to come and reach his mouth. It's not going to happen. That water cannot come and reach his mouth. He just stretches out his hands like this to the water, expecting that water to fill up into his hand, and then expecting that water to make its way to his mouth. It's useless. It's a useless, it is a futile act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same way, they are stretching out their hands to those false gods, expecting something from them. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. That help or that assistance that they are seeking will never reach them. Just like how the water cannot reach them on its own. وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ. Allah says that water will never reach them. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي الضَّلَالِ. Allah says, and the supplication of the kafirin, the supplication of the disbelievers and the prayers of the disbelievers is nothing more than an act of misguidance. It is dalal. It is an act of error. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to Allah alone prostrates. مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whosoever is in the heavens and the earth, everyone prostrates to Allah. طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا. Willingly or unwillingly. Willingly or unwillingly, they prostrate to Allah. Knowingly or unknowingly, they prostrate to Allah. وَظِلَالُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and even their shadows, their shadows prostrate to Allah, بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, in the morning and the evening. Brothers, in ayah sajidah, let us just perform one sajidah before leaving. May Allah grant us the understanding.